Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome, welcome. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and a lot of fun, lots of good things happening coming out of our convention and into the fall primetime season here. Lots of people on a 90-day run, and we've been covering a lot of nuts and bolts stuff, you know, how to promote with high-tech tools, how to promote with high-touch tools, and, you know, recapping all the great introductions we had from the LEAP convention. And tonight I thought, you know, I would do something that's a little bit more higher level, you know, a little bit more on the emotional side, the psychological side, the motivation side versus the nuts and bolts side. And we're going to be talking about the phrase, what if, which I think is a really powerful phrase. But before we do, I wanted to make some announcements, starting with some really exciting updates from Europe. So our European team leaders have been super patient, and we finally have delivered a couple of fantastic new web systems, PlatinumEurope.biz and PlatinumUK.biz. So PlatinumEurope.biz is the German website, and PlatinumUK.biz is the English language website, and we now have also a complete German and English language back office over in Europe. And, you know, in addition to better branding and look and feel and navigation and content, we also have improved really the logistics and the behind-the-scenes stuff to make things more accurate and easier processing, and just taking a lot of hurdles and stumbling blocks out of the way. So this was a huge, huge, huge upgrade and improvement that launched last Thursday, and the feedback's been very, very positive. So we're excited that this brings our European business model one step closer to our U.S. and Canadian business model, and we've got some other major improvements planned for the month of October as well. And, you know, really once that comes together, you know, we will have a much more international business model. And as I like to tell people, if you had the opportunity to have a local business or a national business for the same price, which would you choose? And any smart business person would choose having a national business instead of a local business for the same price. And if you could have an international business or a national business for the same price, which would you choose? You know, having the opportunity to have an international business. So believe it or not, the EU has more people than the United States and Canada combined, and pretty close to similar gross national product. So it's almost as though we're doubling our business, if you will, and doubling the opportunity that you have. So I can't say that we're fully, fully functional and fully, fully operational at this moment, but, you know, every month we're getting closer, and, you know, it's going to be very exciting as we really see the same type of growth over in Europe that we have had over here in North America, putting us on the Inc. 5000 list for the past 3 years. So good things are happening for sure. I can say literally all across the world with Purium, and we did put a little promotion in place for our folks over in Europe, a little recruiting promotion. So, you know, it's one of the things that we've enjoyed here in the U.S. is lots of investment in our business and in our marketing materials and in our promotions, and we've done far less for our European friends, and going to start to kick things up and, you know, fuel the fire. So we're excited about that. And speaking of investment, you know, Dave and Amy made a big investment in upgrading and updating the Purium brand here in the U.S. and Canada, and we want to shout that from the rooftop. So we created a press release on our Purium brand, and we made that available through our email blast, and it's in the back office. And then in addition, we're going to have a couple more press releases as the month rolls on. We're going to do one about our Terra pouches, you know, having being the first nutritional company that has a biodegradable package is huge news. So we're going to be doing a press release on that, and then we're also going to be doing a press release on our Inc. 5000 announcement as well. So, you know, lots of exciting things going on, and, you know, we want to take that information and share it beyond just kind of our own internal group and take it out into the world at large. So, speaking of taking things at the world at large, you know, using social media is a great way to share what's going on in your world and in your life, and Purium, if it's a big part of it. If you're doing high-tech promoting or high-touch promoting, we'd love to see it. We're getting more and more shares through the hashtag Purium High Tech and hashtag Purium High Touch. We've got a contest going on this month as well as next month. So you know, we're seeing people, rising stars all throughout our business over here in the U.S., over in Europe now, and, you know, exciting things are happening, and that's what motivated me to want to share this message tonight about what if. And so that leads us right into our training tonight, and the subject, as I said, is what if. And, you know, I think what if is such a powerful phrase, and it's very powerful on the positive side, in that it can help you to identify your vision and to identify the why you're doing this business. What if I had? What if I was? What if X, Y, or Z was possible? How would my life be better? How would my life be different? How could I contribute more? So what if is something that really is powerful from a vision standpoint. It's also powerful from an action standpoint. What if I did X? What if I did Y? What if I did Z? What could happen for my life or for my business? But the phrase what if also can bog you down. It can create problems, because if you are constantly saying what if to your past, like what if I did this or what if I didn't do this, you know, what would my life be differently, you know, and if you live in regret, then obviously what if can be a powerful phrase for the negative. Or the future as well, if you're constantly just dreaming, you know, you have this great desire with no plan, and you said, what if I was this, or what if I could have this, and you don't take the daily actions to move toward that and make it a reality, then you're really setting yourself up for failure and disappointment. So I want to go through the positive and the negative side of the concept of what if, and start with the positive, and start with really connecting to your why, and talking about creating a vision using the term what if. And, you know, I really love our new Fast Start guide, and we get so much great input from our field advisory board and other crowns, and have gotten very positive feedback. So I hope that you're using that with all the new people that are joining your team, especially people who enroll with Platinum Packs and Launch Packs, people who are new runners on your team, people who really are showing the desire to want to share gift cards and make some money. And if you look on page 4 and 5 of your Fast Start guide, really page 4 on the business planning worksheet side, it talks about what are the reasons that you're building your business. And I think this is something that's really important for your Perion business and for your life in general. And I know for myself personally, I've used the Franklin Planner since 1990. So somewhere in my basement, I've got notes from 24, 25 years ago. So I'm very diligent about really setting out my goals for the year, setting out my goals for the month, setting out my goals for the week. And, you know, even with that, still, sometimes I have to get out of that planning mode and into an even bigger mode of kind of that vision mode. And I use a journal or use a separate notebook to really connect with that. Some people use a vision board. But we have some great prompts in that little Fast Start guide, which is, you know, why are you building this business? Why is it important to you? What's important to you? And is it early retirement? Is it a new home? Is it more family time? Is it a new car? Is it travel? Is it being debt-free? Is it having a vacation home? Is it helping your family? Is it helping your children? Is it giving to charity? Is it starting something new? Is it financial security or time freedom? What is it? And why is it that you want to build this business? And what could your life look like? What are the possibilities? And, you know, some people have a great ability to create this vision but have a hard time with the reality of the concrete goals. And other people are the opposite. You know, they're kind of beaten down by life to the point that it's hard to look past the bills and to really open up your mind to the possibility of having something bigger. But either way, no matter what your personality type, I really, really, really encourage you to get as clear as possible as to why you're doing this business, and to write down as specifically as possible if you're a writer, or to cut out from magazines or off of the internet, you know, your dream board of what it is that you're looking for. And one of the great models is be, do, have. Be, do, have. And be is, who do you want to be? When you're having the most fun, when you're enjoying yourself, when you're your most authentic self, when you're loving life, what is that like? You know, what is that like, and who are you? And that's the B part. And the do part is, what are you doing? You know, are you traveling? Are you playing golf? Are you with your kids? Are you with your grandkids? You know, are you writing? Are you, you know, what drawing? What is it that makes you happiest and most fulfilled and most present in life? And then the last is have. So it's be, do, have. And, you know, sometimes those are the easiest things to put your fingers on as far as, oh, I want a new car, or, oh, I'd like to have a bigger house, or, oh, I'd like to get out of debt. And those are the concrete things. And so if you're a concrete thinker, chances are you're going to have an easier time with kind of the have stuff. But if you're a bigger picture thinker and you can really think about what time freedom means to you and when you're most happy, you know, that can be a deep, deep, deep driver into having you do the things necessary to be successful. So take some time, if you haven't done it or haven't done it recently, to ask yourself, what if? You know, whether it's, what if I wasn't afraid to go to the mailbox and see the bills that are piling up, or what if I could, you know, live on the beach and have a second vacation home near my kids, and, you know, what if I could write a movie, or what if I could, you know, play golf 3 days a week, or what if, you know, what are those things? What are the possibilities? What are the creative things that you can tap into to really drive your life? Because, you know, if you don't have a game plan, if you don't really have that deep desire, then chances are days and weeks and months are just going to add up over and over and over again, and you're just going to fall into that routine of whatever normal looks like. And to get something different, to get something better, to get something bigger, you got to ask that what if. And, you know, one of the great statements is, you can either shrink your life down to your current income, or you can expand your income to the life that you really want. And so if you can expand your life, if you can see your life bigger, if you can imagine what life is like where you are more free and you are more charitable and you are more available and you are more of everything that you want, then it drives you to expand your income. And the easiest way to expand your income is with your Perium business, because I'll tell you, there was an article, we copied a couple articles in the email blast a week or two ago. You may have seen that the average raise for 2017 is anticipated to be 3%, and the average cost of living increase is estimated to be 2.5%. So basically, you can bank on about a 0.5% increase in your lifestyle if you are an employee. So if you're above average employee, maybe it's going to be 1% or 2% or 3%, but bottom line is, it's very hard to really, really advance your life through a regular job. So if you're a business owner, if you're a salesperson or somebody who's based more on commission, obviously you have more flexibility up and down, but really the best way to increase your lifestyle is to have a secondary source of income, and then those what-ifs become more possible. So tap into your why, tap into your vision, and even if those are concrete things that you want to make happen, really think about what it would be like to have less bills or no bills, or more retirement money, or more money put away for your kids' college, or whatever it may be. The other thing on the what-if side that's really positive is from an action standpoint. What if, and this is an opportunity for you to expand what's possible. You may have heard the story of Roger Bannister. Roger Bannister was the first person to run a 4-minute mile. And for years, for decades, people said it was impossible for a human being to run 4 minutes. And sure enough, Roger Bannister ran a 4-minute mile. And within a couple of years, many people had run a 4-minute mile. And so once he had proven it was possible, once he expanded the consciousness of people, and now people could really say, what if I could do that? So what if you invited 100 people to your next Healthy Happy Hour? Not 3, not 5, not 10, not 12, not 20, not 40, not 60. What if you invited 100 people? What if you made 10 phone calls every night for 10 nights in a row and had your Healthy Happy Hour 11 nights from now? What if that happened? Or more importantly, what if you received 40 yeses to your next Healthy Happy Hour? So your next Healthy Happy Hour is 10 nights from now, and you're not going to stop calling people until you get 40 people who say they're going to show up. What if that happened? What do you think would happen to your business? Now, this is a business that's easy to do. It's a business that's easy not to do. But if you set your goals bigger, if you have that what if on the action side, not just the dream and vision side, but on the action side bigger, what if you call people for 3 hours straight tonight? You know, and if you're on the East Coast, you're calling people on the West Coast. You know, what if you did that and you went through your phone and said, I'm going to call everybody from California, you know, until I go to bed for the next 3 hours? Or better yet, what if I didn't go to sleep tonight until I got 20 people to say, yes, I'm interested in watching a video? What if you did that? So I think those are things that allow you to create massive action, to create a big burst of action, to get out of what you've been doing and expand your comfort zone in a way that can be very, very powerful. So challenge yourself on the what if side, not just on the vision, but also on the action. And I guarantee you that things are not as hard, things are not as big, things are not as scary as you think they are once you get moving. In fact, quite the opposite. Once you start to get moving, then each phone call gets easier. Each text message gets easier. Each healthy happy hour gets easier. Everything gets more fun. Everything gets faster. Everything gets to the point where you start to have action and momentum working in your favor. So use those what ifs in a really positive way, not only for vision, but also for action. What if I had 40 people say yes to my next healthy happy hour? So on the downside on the what if is, as I said earlier, that, you know, people can get caught up in what ifs as far as regrets. You know, what if I would have enrolled this person? What if I didn't have a falling out with that person? What if I invested more with? What if the company did this? Or what if the company didn't do this? And what you find is that you can get into victim mode. You can get into a mode in which you're allowing your reality to control your thoughts versus the opposite way. And that there are so many inspiring stories on the internet, so many inspiring stories on YouTube of people who take control of their circumstances no matter what. So in a simple way, I used to be a soccer goalie. And in soccer, you know, those of you who know soccer, there aren't a lot of goals scored, especially at the high levels. A lot of the games are 1-0, 2-1, 3-1, 3-2 is kind of a high-scoring game. So if you give up a goal, boy, it's not fun. And to pick that ball up out of the net and, you know, you feel like you let your team down, you feel like you let the fans down, you feel like, boy, this is just a time I want to crawl into a hole and not come out. And it's so important to forget. It's so important not to get caught in the what ifs and look at the past and try to change it in your mind, but to live in the now, to be able to say to yourself, you know what, that happened, and next. And, you know, it's a thing that, you know, if every day you can forget whatever happened negative and start your new day fresh and start thankful. David Sandoval talks a lot about that. You know, the idea of change and the idea of being open to change and the idea of being thankful for whatever happened and to see the possibilities and the potential and to start your days off that way in a really positive and upbeat and thankful mode. You know, good things are going to happen. And so, you know, try to do that. Try to let go of all the past what ifs. And focus on the current, you know, because there are so many stories of people who are able to overcome circumstances that you would think would be quite negative. You know, one of my favorite motivational speakers I've ever met is a gentleman named Bob Wieland, and he lost both of his legs in Vietnam, and he's got an amazing, amazing life story. But one of the things that he did was he walked across the United States on his arms, just, you know, dragging his body on his arms. It took him over 2 years to do it. His team that was supposed to come with him and you know, drive him, you know, to hotels and to rest and, you know, to take care of him, they all abandoned him. And he was out there, you know, on the road by himself, you know, just making it happen. And every single day and every single, you know, every single hour he had the opportunity to quit and to allow circumstances to beat him, and he did it, you know, and he was bigger than those circumstances and didn't allow, you know, his lack of legs or his lack of support team or anything to give him the excuse to not accomplish what he had set out to do. And, you know, it's an amazing, amazing story. So, you know, those things can inspire you. So find some opportunities on YouTube or on the internet for inspiration, and don't allow your past reality to slow you down. And then on the future side, you know, what if? That sometimes, you know, what ifs allow you to be complacent. You know, what if I was a crown, you know? Well, if you want to know what it takes to be a crown, call up your crown. You know, call up your crown and find out what it will take to do that. So if you're serious, you know, you've got to take your dreams and put a plan attached to it, and then it can become a vision. But if you've got a dream to be a crown and you're not taking the actions necessary to make that happen, then chances are, unfortunately, you're not going to be a crown. So make sure that when you use that term, what if, that you use it in a way that you're serious about it and that you don't allow yourself to daydream. What if I had financial freedom? What if I was able to travel? What if I was able to play golf? What if I was able to go to the beach or have a beach house? Well, those are things that are exciting if it's a vision attached to a reality that you want to put action to make it happen. But it can be almost like a drug. It can almost be like a sedative where, you know, you live this fantastic life in your head, but you're not living the reality of what it takes to make it possible. So what if I got into the best shape of my life? Well, you know what? There are millions of articles and millions of books to allow you to get into great shape. And getting into great shape is a fantastic thing. You know, it's going to help your health. It's going to help your business. So tap into your passion and make it happen and talk to somebody or work with somebody or get a book or do whatever is necessary to take what's in your head and what's in your dream and to make it a reality. So just to recap, you know, on the positive side, I think what ifs can really be a motivator for your life. It can change your life. It can change the possibilities of your life when you use the concept of what if in a really positive way and in a regular way and in a real way in which you're expanding your vision, expanding the concrete reasons why you're doing this business, why you want financial freedom. So many people have money and no time. So many people have time and no money. Very few people have time and money. And fewer still have time, money, and health. And that's what we're promoting here. That's what the opportunity is for time and money and health, and beyond that, helping other people to experience the same thing, to experience true health, to experience more time, to experience more money. All of those things are going to add to the richness of your life. There's so much in front of you if you use those what-ifs in a positive way, and then you do the what-ifs on the action side. What if, you know, I did what was necessary? What if I worked with? What if I doubled the amount of downline connect calls I did? What if I made sure that every single person who joined my business did a complete fast start? What if, you know, I helped everybody who took the products to use them correctly? What if, you know, start to ask those questions, what if I did, that are going to make sure that you're working on the most important stuff. And that's one of the things I do on a regular basis every day. I got so many things on my desk. I got so many things coming at me. It's very hard for me to manage all of the different responsibilities and possibilities. And so constantly I'm saying to myself, what is the most important thing I can be working on? What is going to move this business forward? What is going to move our company toward that what-if vision? What are the things I need to be doing today? Who can I help? What phone call can I make? What text message can I respond to? What marketing tool can I make better? And literally, several times a day, every single day, I'm asking myself, what's the most important thing I can be doing right now? And the only reason I know is because I know what's important. So make sure you know what's important to you, and then don't be a victim. Don't go into the what-ifs of the past, and don't be a dreamer and go into the what-ifs of the future with no intention of acting on them. So set your high expectations, set your high activity rate, be proud of your past, move one step closer to your future, don't get caught up in anything that's slowing you down, and connect with people who are raising you up. And, you know, this is a business and a life that's all about relationships. And, you know, the bigger your relationships are and the better your relationships are and the more that you know who you are and the more you know where you're going, the easier it is to connect with people who are going to continue putting you on that journey and on that path of where you deserve to be. So, you know, every single day, just keep on asking yourself, what if about your vision? What if about your actions? And be thankful and be grateful for what you have, and be hopeful about what you're gonna receive. And thanks so much for listening tonight. And I know that David Sandoval is going to be doing another Facebook Live, I believe, sometime here this week. So be looking out for that for sure. He's going to be doing it on Kids Immune Product. And then tomorrow night, he does his Purium Lifestyle call. So make sure you plug into that as well. And hopefully you got some value out of this call. And we record all these calls. They're on the phone app. So you're going to have an opportunity to listen to it wherever you're taking your phone. Or if you like to listen in the back office, it'll be plugged in the next day or two. So thanks so much for listening tonight and doing a little visioning with me on the what if side. And go ahead and take out a piece of paper and get clear on your vision tonight as you've got a little bit of extra time, or better yet, make some phone calls and start working on your what if action plan. And, you know, what if you had 20 people who watched the video tonight? Thanks so much, everybody, for listening, and we'll catch you tomorrow night with David Sandoval.